Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast for entrepreneurs who are ready to drop the hustle and earn more. I'm your host, Danielle Amos, business and success coach, certified Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I'll bring you amazing entrepreneurs who have built wealth, harnessing the power of their mind. Prosperity and money are truly about energy, and I'm on a mission to help you create financial abundance through the power of thought. It's time we started normalizing conversations about money and create the wealth that is yours. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Welcome to episode 215 of the Prosperity Practice, the podcast that has you living your most abundant life. My name is Danielle Amos, and I am your host. Today's title of the podcast is Life's Moments of Inflection, or Life's Inflection Points. So what is an inflection point? Well, an inflection point is, if you are in math or like calculus or geometry, it's that point of inflection or a point that everything changes. So if the graph is going up, the inflection point is the top peak, then when it starts to go the other way down. So it's a change in direction. And in business, it could be a change in your situation, or this same within life. When at that moment, maybe it's news, a circumstance, an event, a decision you make. Before, everything was one way, and after that point, everything is different. It can also be a decision or an event that you experience through mentorship and coaching, which has definitely happened to me and definitely happened to our clients. We talk about life before thinking into results. Life before, that's our key program in the Success Society. That changes everything. It's like everything is different after we become aware of the knowledge. It can be an event in your life, like a marriage or perhaps a death in your family, or a decision, or perhaps a piece of news or an experience like what I've just come back from, which is why this is top of mind. I have just run a retreat with my clients, and this is the first time that I co-led an experience. And it was on the land of Tulum, the sacred land of Tulum, the Mayan Riviera. It's such potent land and frequency. And I've been drawn to the Tulum area for some time. And I just knew that I needed to do a retreat there, specifically calling women home to remember their truth and experience their next level. Well, often what is for my clients is for me too. And you could even say, like, it's for me first, then the community. And then, as we know, and we heal ourselves, we heal the world. Well, this retreat was certainly that. And the dynamics were slightly different because I did have a co-facilitator, which I found quite interesting. Her name was Kristen. And it was, we both, you know, talked about this, how incredible it was to be able to lean on each other in the container. And then it left room for us to also grow and expand, which I always do when serving. And it felt like it happened in a deeper way. So what do I mean that everything is different on the other side? Well, there is, through this work in personal development and professional development, and especially when studying the truths of the universe and who and what you are, once you become consciously aware of truth. It's like you cannot forget. It's like in the Matrix, you know, once you take the pill, you can't go back. You have an understanding that completely changes your perception in life. And moving forward, you would have to like dumb yourself down, like, I don't know, drink TV to like forget, you know, it's not possible for you to forget. And the retreat was that for many of us. And I would say all of us. And what I experienced after the retreat was significant. Like my body was still purging out the old ways of thinking and letting go and releasing in so many ways, tears and sweat and like even vomiting and, you know, other not so nice things to think about. And it was like making room for the light and for the unconditional love that I'm here to hold for the world. And the knowing and experiencing myself as spirit, infinite spirit in this physical body, and experiencing you as that same. We are one. That oneness of us being made of the God stuff, if you will, being one in that we have this infinite potential and that we've been light all along, light and love. And it's just that through our conditioning and through our living here in the physical 3D world we call Earth, we've had to forget the light in which we are and the truth in which we are. And I really believe that if you're alive right now, you've come, well, I know anytime you've come with a purpose. And especially if you're alive right now, I believe that you have a purpose to remember your truth, part of your purpose to remember your truth and to help guide the world to the new earth. I think many of us that are in this information have been attracted to this information for that reason. And it's a powerful mission. And it became very apparent to me that this time of remembering and coming together with like-minded souls, soul families, if you will, from past lives, and many of us are women, I believe that we are finding each other right now to help the world move into this new earth. And in order for us to do our most pristine work, it's so important that we ourselves be the light and operate on our highest frequency and with the utmost integrity and alignment to that highest frequency in all areas of our lives. And that may mean that some changes need to happen. And I'm getting a little emotional as I'm fully aware of the changes that are happening in my own life. And it's not easy for change and letting go. This is the law of sacrifice. You know, it's letting go of something of lower nature, but it doesn't have to be wrong or bad. It's just lower to make room for the higher frequencies to come in. And so that's what the law of sacrifice is. It's like, it's time that I let go of this aspect of my life or this relationship or this part of me or this way of that I've been for a long time, I may even identify with, and letting go of it to make room for myself to operate on an even higher frequency. And as humans, we don't particularly love change, do we? And our attachment to the desire of things staying the same is actually what causes suffering. this is a Buddhist philosophy, that the suffering comes from our desire, our attachment. And the truth is, nothing ever stays the same. We live in a universe that is constantly evolving. There is the law of increase, the law of growth, that the tree naturally grows taller. You're either growing or disintegrating. You're either growing or dying. And life is for always for expansion. Spirit is for always for expansion. So you are spirit, and your spirit, you, is here to expand. And that's law. That's normal. So you desiring more, bigger, better, it's actually a good thing. It's spirit expanding through you. I know we were conditioned to think that wanting more is greedy. Can't you be happy with what you got? Yeah, we're happy. We're grateful. And yet we're not satisfied, because that inner drive for more is our spirit, is spirit expanding through us. So the law of sacrifice is letting go, being willing to claim those desires that you have. And I believe that right now we're being called to get into integrity with our highest potential and truth. And the months of March and April are the times to get yourself into integrity, meaning cleaning up anything. This might be taxes or finances, or cleaning out your office or your drawers or your clothing, your closets. It's perfect timing because it's the spring cleaning idea. And you want to do this sooner than later. The eclipse is coming at the beginning of April. And that's like one of those inflection points that we'll see. Looking back, you'll see it's an inflection point, a time of change. I want you to think of inflection points in your life when you made a decision or something happened, where after that point, everything was different, nothing was the same. I know when I said yes to Thinking to Results and mentored with Bob Proctor and my coach, Doug, at the time, that was one of those points for sure. Going to university, another inflection point. Think about these inflection points, and sometimes they are decided, like it's a choice that you've made. Marriage. And other times it is an event, or perhaps it is what we would say is like a coincidence, but it's not really. It's like when you meet your teacher, trust in that. The saying is, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. When you've been asking or praying for a change, and then all of a sudden you are introduced to a program and you say yes, trust in that. That's an inflection point. The truth is, there are many points in our lives. You could have an inflection point each day, each week. And here's the thing, many leaders do, don't they? They thrive and change. There's another quote that I love is, you know, the most adaptable person wins. That would be a person that makes bold decisions and creates those inflection points in their lives and constantly moving. So I'd love for you to contemplate, like, how are you with change, and when have these inflection points been in your life? And are you able to lean into them? And if you're being called to rise, what does it look like to get yourself into integrity right now for you to operate on the highest vibration and frequency? And what inflection points, what changes can you make, are you being called to make through the law of sacrifice right now? And are you able to be bold enough to make them, brave enough to make them, have the courage to make them? This is the work that I'm personally doing right now and leading our incredibly brave women and a few men in the Success Society through. It's important work, especially as we're seeing this new earth come, and there'll be people that stay very much in the 3D world, and then there'll be those that rise into 5D consciousness as this new earth emerges. It's not happening. The choice is yours, which way you go. Consciousness is key. So find your mentor, find a community if you haven't already. Our success ambassadors are taking calls and helping people through this period. We are hearing so much from so many of you that you're desiring community and support and guidance. You're not meant to do it alone, although you've got to do it for yourself. So there's a link in the show notes. If this is resonating, I'd love for you to book a call with them. They then will bring me into the conversation and will support you depend on the ways in which you decide on how you'd like to join our community. And that really depends on that decision, then what comes next and what step you'll take. And your decision will always be the right one. So we'll help you in developing that strategy. I'd love to support you. I'd love to walk with you. Thank you for listening and contemplating with me today. Expect abundance.